because I called in and made fun of him for a couple of miscues he had.
Right.
So it's only fair that he makes fun of mine.
We're not making fun of Big Fatty Guru Nudie. We're laughing with Big Fatty.
Well, of course we are. We are fans of Big Fatty.
He makes fun of his own self.
Oh Big Fatty,
no one gives a shit.
Fuck it up again. My goodness. I think we are almost...
are we done with
30
this one?
Minutes as soon as the goddamn thing scrolls around here. We're at 30:01.
Oh, yeah. So we'll quit this and we'll...
So
we'll
don't go anywhere if you're in the room.
Don't go anywhere. All four people.
No, there's more than that. So we're out of here for the first half hour and for episode 284.
Yes, this is 284.
So this is Julian. Oh, we need to do our... Oh, shit.
Damn. No one gives a shit.
Fuck it up again.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Oh, Big Fatty. No one gives a shit.
Fuck it up again.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 722 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 9th of November, 2010. Y'all coming up on today's, say it with me, a little show. I got nothing. I really don't have, no. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Tuesday is going well. Monday, y'all. Monday in the coal mine. It was a good day. It was a good day. I got lots of things accomplished. And, y'all, I am sitting here in front of the computer and the, what do you call this? The microhoist. And, y'all, it is dark outside. And I love it. I love it. But, y'all, I do have to tell you that after I recorded the little show for Monday, my friend Scott, and I'm not going to play that music, y'all. I'm not going to do it because my friend Scott is not an asshole. He met up with some of his friends because, you know, Scott used to live here in Upchuck. And so he went out with one of his friends last night and they went and had some appetizers at a restaurant and some adult beverages. And y'all, then he borrowed the Ford Explosion and went and saw a few of the other former coal miners that he had seen early in the day. And, of course, it's a school. Oh, it's a school day tomorrow. I've got to prepare my homework and my Sunday school lesson. And so, y'all, I was in bed. Because, y'all, when the time moved back, y'all, you know, 10 p.m. in the evening was actually, my body clock said it was 11 p.m. in the evening. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Well, anyway, y'all, I was sound asleep, and then I hear this voice about 1 a.m. in the morning going, Big Fatty, do you have any Pepto-Bismol? And I said, no! And, Scott had evidently had something. Y'all, he says that he got some bad food, but y'all, I think he had the good. I think he had the good because, y'all, he thought he was going to vomit. And so I got up and, y'all, I gave him an Alka-Seltzer. And, y'all, believe it or not, he had never in his life had an Alka-Seltzer. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. But y'all, it worked on settling his stomach, but the reason I think it was the GERD, y'all, is because he went back to bed, and he said, I laid on my right side, for a little while, and I felt fine. And then I turned and laid on my left side, and I started getting the gurgles again. And I was tasting that Alka-Seltzer again, and I said, yep, that sounds like the GERD to me. And so I said, well, lay on your right side then. And y'all, it's true. I don't know if that may be a little helpful hint from Big Fatty when it comes to handling the GERD. You know, y'all just sleep on your right side, y'all, and it will be much better for you. You will not have all that acid reflux. And y'all, the ginger bear, who you heard at the beginning of today's a little show, y'all, he evidently gets the GERD from time to time. And y'all, I bet you he either sleeps on his left side or on his back. And y'all, if he just sleep on that right side, he wouldn't get it nearly as much. But y'all, what can I say? What can I say? Now, y'all, I was looking at the, the 20 today, because y'all, I've kind of been out communicado over the weekend, because y'all, it's just been busy, and I've been behind on the wedge with friends, and there was a day in there that I didn't even get the crank in. By the way, y'all, if you want to play, be one of Big Fatty's friends on the crank or the wedge with friends, it's Big Fatty Online. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, and I hadn't been watching the Twitty, and I didn't put much out on the Twitty over the weekend either. But anyway, I was kind of catching up a little bit, and y'all, I saw that Hat M, that Hat M over there in Bulgaria. I don't know where he lives, but I'm going to... Mexico! He lives in Mexico, Big Fatty. Y'all, I've got a little bit of a raspy voice. I just had a gentleman call a leave. And y'all, this is the one that Big Fatty had some inappropriate touching with when we did the lockup at the... And y'all, this is his second visit to the Pat Cave. Ah! Big Fatty, the Pat Cave. And anyway, he sent me an instant letter on Sunday evening and said, oh, Big Fatty, I would like to come back and inappropriately touch you again. And I said, yes, bring it. And so y'all, I called him when I got home from the coal mine. He says, on my way. And y'all, it was really quite good. Quite good. And anyway, what was I saying before that? Oh, that's why I have the raspy voice. But y'all, I did not use the poppers. But there was something I was saying before that. I don't know. Anyway, y'all, I have gotten several things here lately that I'm just behind on. Oh no, I was saying that Hat M. I was talking about that Hat M, y'all, over there in the Bulgaria, Mexico. And y'all, it was a Twitty. It's not in the E letters. Bag Friday, y'all, he said he has gone over and voted or nominated some of his favorite podcasts for the Podcast Awards. And y'all, I think that you can do that. I don't remember the date, but it's sometime next week, I believe. Or maybe it's this week. Big Freddy, why don't you just go look and see and tell the people the correct information? Podcastawards.com. And y'all, they are taking the nominations through the full moon, y'all, through the 21th of November. So y'all, if you are so inclined and would like to nominate some of your favorite podcasts for a Podcast Award, get on over there, podcastawards.com, just like that Hat M did. And y'all, I don't know if he nominated the BFO or not. Probably not after hearing the story of Big Fally, Fatty, Big Fally. Ah, Big Fally, filling up the toilet. That's Stephen the Uck. Stephen Uck sent me something a while back, and y'all, I've been meaning to read this, and y'all, I don't know if he intended I don't know if he intended for me to read this on the air or not, but I'm going to do it because I can plead ignorance because I'm old. But y'all, he says, Big Fatty, I have had a character in my mind for several years, a long story started by my friend calling me Bunny for some unknown reason. Y'all, this is very much like the Miss Kitty thing and the Weather Rat. Stephen the Uck, his nickname is Bunny. So tell Bunny that you heard about him on the BFO. And don't ask him why he's called Bunny, because, y'all, he don't know. He just don't know. It's just like the Weather Rat and Miss Kitty. But he goes on to say that she is called Bunny Cucumber Smythe. And her life is about to, well, come alive in a new blog and a series of Twitty postings. I hope you will link to her from your fine blog. Y'all, I don't have a blob. And enjoy the humor. And y'all, he spelled it with just one U. I don't understand. Something's wrong. That I will be serving up. You can find the blog here. But y'all, I think I will go and add this to the Fat Favorites. Because, y'all, that is the cone beef and cabbage with the Irish potatoes that I cooked overnight Sunday night and had it for lunch. And, y'all, I am going to cut me another piece of cone beef here in just a couple of minutes. Yes, Big Buddy! But, y'all, if you want to follow Bunny Cucumber on the Twitty, it is Bunny Cucumber. Ah, Big Fatty. But y'all, I'll try to remember to put that in the what did he call it? The blob. Y'all, I got a message from Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-R.
And y'all, we haven't had the LFC here lately because we've just been busy, y'all, and the schedules hadn't combined. But y'all, and part of that, if you've never listened to the LFC, part of that is readings from the Book of Bacon. And y'all, he sent me a little poemette about bacon. And y'all, I'd like to just take a moment and read it to you. And perhaps it'll get your mouth watering for a little LFC, because y'all, I believe, and I have not verified this with him, but I believe we may be doing an LFC this weekend, but I don't know. But y'all, here we go. It says, you taste so good with fat a-dripping, and in the pan your finger licking. I never cook you in portions meager. You hiss and pop, which makes me eager to chomp you down with eggs and toast. But I love you, bacon. I love you most. Ah, Big Fatty, that's lovely. So, y'all, that came from Vader. I can't believe he sent that to me. Now, y'all, my straight boyfriend, we ought to do a countdown as to how many days before he arrives at the Fat Cave. Y'all, I'll need to wash the sheets between the time Scott leaves and the time that Straight Bob arrives. But y'all, he won't know what to do. We have to have clean sheets. Y'all, I'm going to have clean sheets tonight, too. But except for that the gentleman caller and I just kind of... Ah! Big Fatty Vulgar. Y'all, he sent me a link to a what do you call this? A newspaper article from the future, y'all. And it is, no, it is not a newspaper article. It is, what is this? I don't know. It is 7 News. Maybe this says 7 News from Los Angeles, the Hollywood Reporter. Y'all, it says Tangled, which is a new movie about that Rapunzel, y'all. She lets down her golden hair. And y'all, I hope it is not the feathers that little girl was talking about on the chicken. But y'all, it says here the headline says Tangled, an old-fashioned tale, T-A-L-E, gussied up with 3D. Y'all, I couldn't believe it, and neither could Straight Bob. Y'all, it was gussied up. I couldn't believe it. So anyway, thank you, Straight Bob, for looking out for Big Fatty. Big Fatty has touched the world inappropriately. Y'all, then David, that blue jeans guy, said, Big Fatty, on a previous show, you mentioned golf wax and wondered if it still exists. I found it at my local grocery superstore, and here's a picture to prove it. And y'all, sure enough, it is the golf wax, just as I remember it, except I believe it had the golf gas station emblem on it in the old days, but because the golf made it, I think. But y'all, it is the household paraffin wax for canning, candle making, and many other uses. Perhaps some hot wax play. Big Fatty, don't go there. So, David, thank you for what do you call that? For calming my nerves on that and setting my mind at ease. That's it. And y'all, by the way, that Stephen the Uck also, y'all, he says that from now on that Kim Beaver is now going to be known as Lady Beaver. And that is spelled B-E, capital B-E, capital V-A, Lady Beaver. You know, Big Fatty, so Lady Beaver, I can't believe, yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I've got something here from David out there in Denver, and y'all, I've just received something from Melissa. y'all, I'm going to have to come back to it. I'm just going to have to come back to it, because y'all, I don't know if you remembered, but on yesterday's little show, Big Fatty revealed that he had been to the P.O. Box. Make a wish. Now, y'all, I had two cards in the P.O. box. Y'all, the first one is from Miss Wes from the penthouse down there in the San Diegos. And y'all, I couldn't believe it. I don't have any idea what this is, but y'all, it is a red card. And let me just take a look at it. Wait a minute. Big Fatty, you have played the wrong music. Gussie, y'all, I have received my first Crema card. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. Y'all, it is a red card, and it's got a lovely little red ribbon on it, and it says Merry Crema, and it's got four giant balls on it. No, there's five balls on it. And it says, hope your Crema is decorated with laughter of loved ones, the warmth of good cheer, and every joy of the season. And then Miss West writes, I like to beat the rush. Merry fucking Crema. Love, Miss West. Y'all, that is lovely. Y'all, I gotta tell you, Big Fatty is working on his Crema card, but y'all, I ain't this far ahead. But anyway, now y'all, the second card that I have here is from Steve in the Uck. But y'all, this is the strange part of all this. The postmark on my card from Steve in the Uck is Oakland, California. Now y'all, I don't understand that. I don't understand that, but y'all, let's just see what it's all about. Let's see what it's all about. Y'all, I can't believe it. It is another Crema card. So, y'all, it says, I'll take grotesquely overweight holiday icons for 500, Alex. And, y'all, it's Cupid, Blitzen, and Comet playing a quiz program. And, y'all, it is entitled Reindeer Game Shows. And then you open it up and it says, have a winning season with your game shows, Big Fatty. Lots of Crema love from the Uck. Steve in the Uck. Y'all, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. Big Fatty has already, received two Crema cards. And y'all, I fucked up the music. Y'all, I just can't believe it. I just cannot believe it, Julian.
Oh, Big Fatty, no one gives a shit.
Fucked it up again.
Big Fatty, you better get your own cards taken care of soon, yes?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.